I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Governor J.B. Pritzker tapped former State Senator John Sullivan to head the Department of Agriculture. Jacqueline Driscoll recently spoke with him about his new role and priorities for the state.
Sullivan was repeatedly honored by the agriculture community during his time in the legislature, and he even chaired the Agriculture Committee. Prior to his time in the Senate, Sullivan ran a small livestock and grain farm and managed a family-owned auctioneering business. He says his background in agriculture helped prepare him for his new role.
When I go to a meeting, they start asking me about, you know, livestock, about corn or soybeans or ethanol or whatever, that I just have that understanding of what the issue is.
Sullivan says he aims to create better opportunities for rural development to keep young people in those areas and help stabilize population loss. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
A proposal to place an SIU law school on a vacant lot in downtown Springfield came as a surprise to local U of I leaders. The plan came from State Senator Andy Menar, a Democrat, who filed a measure that would use $50 million in state money for the project on a lot near the governor's mansion. But officials at U of I Springfield also have their eye on that block. Chancellor Susan Cook says the state promised UIS $15 million for a project already in the works with the university system and a local economic development organization.
My focus is moving forward with the Innovate Springfield expansion into the hub for the Illinois Innovation Network. That's where our energy is going.
Cook says she didn't know in advance about Menar's bill, but she's sure all the competing proposals will work themselves out. SIU already has a medical school about a mile north of downtown Springfield. Illinois officials are looking for partners to help provide meals to children in low-income areas over the summer. The State Board of Education administers the Summer Food Service Program. The state receives federal reimbursement to cover the costs of preparing and serving meals. Last year, there were about 2,200 summer meal sites in Illinois. Tony Smith is the outgoing state superintendent of education. He says there are 33 counties that don't have any summer meal sites. Smith says not having access to school lunch and breakfast poses a significant challenge for many families over the summer. Nonprofits, local governments, and school districts may set up serving sites at community locations such as schools, churches, and libraries. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. 5 decades ago, Buckminster Fuller published his book, Operating Manual for Spaceship Earth. And this week, SIU celebrates its 50th anniversary. WSIU's Benji Jeffords has more.
Professor Buckminster Fuller published his Manifesto for a Design Revolution, Operating Manual for Spaceship Earth, 50 years ago. The University Honors Program invited David McConville, chairman of the Buckminster Fuller Institute, to present the 2019 Charles D. Tenney Lecture, but interest kept growing.
The lecture series is usually one lecture, and then that grew to a 3-day event.
From the 5th through 7th, Bucky will be celebrated with lectures, workshops, presentations, dome home tours, and a reception. Multiple SIU departments collaborated to stage the event, similar to how Bucky synergized different disciplines to overlap to produce the best outcome.
We really are an interdisciplinary center, and Bucky carries that message so well. He was, talking, he didn't call it interdisciplinary education, but that is really what he was about.
The events are free and open to the public, but some require advanced reservations by contacting the University Honors Program. For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.
SIU students are helping people in the community file their taxes again this year. Benna Williams is a lecturer in the School of Accountancy and says the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program is organized by the Beta Alpha Psi, a professional fraternity and honor society. The program begins February 9th. It'll be held every Saturday except March 9th and 16th because of spring break. The tax preparation is available to people in the lower level of Wren Hall. I'm Jennifer Fuller.